The half-coyote bitch paces the perimeter of her domain, a 20-foot arc swept clean by the length of her chain. She knows the taste of water in the creek over the hill and the smell of moonlight on long grass. Knows, too, the rank scent of the one-eyed German shepherd 3 fields away. He lurches around his home yard, mangy and stiff-legged, ears shredded, right eye yellow and baleful. She took the left one when he presumed to mount her unready. She'd gone there again when instinct overcame pride and her own kind were hunting elsewhere. Sometimes he answers her night song with unlovely barks and tepid howls, no harmony for the opera that races through her blood and pours out her throat a night she knows where she was meant to be. Lifting a hind to her neck, she bats at the padlock hanging beneath, blue steel welded links made to haul decrepit hulks to the boneyard. The only way to hold her when she comes back to herself, when the silver night shadows dance hidden in the pastures and Mithras feasts beneath the mountains. Hooking claws under, she strains against her fetters, gains 1/2 inch more than yesterday. Starving, she refuses food, knowing that freedom lies beyond her empty belly. She waits, ambling idly in the sun, ears fly flicking one and another. It's cooler under the rusted-out Chevy stepside. On her approach, the black and tan worm-bellied pups boil out from the den, prancing tiptoed, heads thrown back, grabbing at her stretched and wrinkled dugs, trying to hang on with needle teeth. She spins and flings them off, lifting lip when they come tumbling back. Maybe she can eat them tomorrow. All but the yellow, a throwback to her father, distilled amalgam of every breed, one of them yeller dogs with a mole on his cheek, street dog cur who took on the whole pack to win her wanton mother. No Canis domesticus he, feralis for strength and savagery. The one who brings food will be angry if he finds them gone when he comes with her pail of entrails in the morning. He will shake his fists, curse, accuse his god, or what's left of her family in the hills. He plans to sell these whelps to the pitman for bait. He thinks her heritage will give them game, but they are only dogs, and she will not get his night in the cantina, drinking the blood of her offspring. Yellow cub slinks from the darkness beneath the truck bed. Gore and feathers adorn his muzzle. Another chicken the vixen in the ditch will get the blame for. Half coyote bitch erases the evidence with hot red tongue, savoring the flavor.